Ah, yeah. True Blues Retold, Volume 1, Chapter 1, in which a young boy named Frank hears something that will change his life forever. Hey, kid. Hey, what are you doing in here? Are you allowed to be in here? What's that? Oh, I get it. You come in here because you got some itching ears. It looks like you came in here because you want to hear a story. Well, in fact, it looks to me like you've come in here because you want to get the blues. Now, you got to understand something. You can't just come in here and expect to get the blues like it's some sort of cold or something, like a sneeze. Next thing you know, you got the blues. See, you don't just get the blues. You get the blues. You see what I'm saying? You know, you remind me of another boy from a long time ago. Just like you, he came wandering into some old joint like this looking to get the blues. Only he got more than he ever bargained for. They used to call him Frank, because that was his name. Only sometimes they call him Felt Need Frank, because he had all these felt needs, you see. Why, there was one time when Bo turned to him and said, Frank, you know what your problem is? You've got all these felt needs. Felt Need Frank, that's who you are. Of course, Bo was always sounded like saying some crazy thing. Could hardly ever take him seriously. Look, Johnny, I've spent a lot of time down south, and let me tell you something. The oranges are better in Mexico. That crazy old Bo. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me tell you about Frank. See, Frank was a farm boy from a little town about a mile past the middle of nowhere on the border of Indiana. He lived a quiet life, the kind of life where nothing ever exciting ever happened. Till that fateful day he wandered into old Ernie's down in Hopper Street, down in town, and he heard something that would change his life forever. Johnny Mathias. That's right, Johnny Mathias, one of the leanest, meanest, funkiest blues players that the Lord Almighty ever deemed to put here on this green earth. That boy was as smooth as silk, as quick as lightning, and as crystal clear as water, and there he was, in Frank's hometown, playing out his heart like he always did. As soon as Frank came to his senses, he raced right on home to the farm and to his mama. Now, Frank's mama was a strong woman. She'd raised Frank all by herself ever since his daddy passed, and she used to spend her day plowing 10,000 acres of corn all by herself, at least till Frank was old enough to help out. When she saw the twinkle in her boy's eye, well, then she knew something was up. Mama, I've got a plan. All right, Francis, why don't you pour your tired old mama a cup of hot java, strong and bitter, just the way I like it, and we'll talk about it. And a jelly donut, Mama? No, Francis. Jelly donuts are for squares. Frank's mama was always trying to discourage him about those jelly donuts, but Frank would never listen. See, deep down, Frank's life had always been missing something. There'd always been a longing for something more than he knew. And when it got too much for him to bear, well, then he'd go and get himself a jelly donut. Sometimes folks tried to tell him that jelly donuts weren't meeting any real needs. Once even Randy even grabbed him by the collar and screamed, Felt needs, Frank! That's all they are! Felt needs! But that's still to come. For once, Frank didn't mind forgetting about his jelly donut. His head was full of the sound of Johnny's fingers dancing over those strings like it was Judgment Day. And he was still breathing heavy when he sat down and he told his mama what he had in mind. But Frank's mama already knew what he was going to say. See, she knew that there comes a day in the life of every boy when he's got to walk away from the cornfield and do his own thing. And after Frank told her what he had in mind, she smiled and, bless her heart, she let her boy go. If you ever find yourself passing through the border of Indiana, you best come back and see your poor mama, Francis. And maybe I'll even have a jelly donut waiting for you in the fridge. I will, Mama. I will. This pot always makes my throat go dry. It just touches my heart seeing how much Frank's mama loved her boy. But anyway, Frank threw a photo of his mama, an extra pair of socks into his duffel bag, and as fast as he could, he's made his way back to Hopper Street. By that time, it was late, and old Ernie's had closed, but the blues were still playing, singing a new song over the lonely night. See, Johnny was staying at the old bed and breakfast, and he was wasting away the hours on the roof, strumming his guitar and singing out his soul to the birds and the stars and the air. And wouldn't you know it, to his new number one fan, too. Now, Johnny Mathias was a man who'd seen a lot of strange things in his life, not the least of which was a big lighthouse in the middle of Kansas. Still, the sight of this skinny little guy pulling himself up onto the roof and sitting next to him was so startling that he almost dropped his pick. Almost, but not quite. Sir, my name is Frank, and I heard you playing before, and, well, gee, I sure wish I had a donut. Well, the long and the short of it is,
I don't know who you are or where you're going, but I want to go with you.
There'd be times when Johnny would wonder why he didn't just give that annoying kid a swift kick and knock him right off the roof right then and there. Course, that was before he met Bo and found out what annoying really was.
I'm not much trouble, and I don't eat much, apart from jelly donuts, I guess, and I could keep you company on the road and even drive if you let me. And all I want in return is, well, for you to teach me. I want you to help me to get the blues.
Something about that kid must have appealed to Johnny. Maybe it was the fact that Johnny was getting a bit lonely recently, and the idea of having some company actually had a certain appeal. Or maybe it was just that Johnny could see a bit of himself in that skinny white kid named Frank. Whatever the reason, Johnny flashed Frank a little smile, and the next morning, he cleared the old Coke cans off the passenger seat of his truck, and the boys were off.